Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 8 of Coffee Talk. As always, I'm Adam.
And I'm Brian.
We were going to do a podcast on mothers, then we got about 4 minutes into it and realized we did not have enough to talk about with that. So, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there that are moms that listen to us. We thank you. We love our moms. We think they're awesome. Mm-hmm. So now on to our main topic, porn.
Pornography.
We're not going to be able to say that without snickering throughout the snaps, I don't think.
You don't often hear moms and porn put in the same.
Hopefully not. Hopefully
category.
Not.
Category. Anyway.
So I think pornography is an issue that is a hot button topic that no one wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Very taboo. One of those things. I mean, we've kind of discussed this a little bit on our show before with the whole violence in media,
right?
Sexual content in media. But I think this a topic like this definitely deserves a deep dive for sure. So overall, Brian, I guess to start out with, what are your overall thoughts on society's attitude towards pornography here in 2018?
I mean, I think it's pretty commonly accepted as the norm. And not only for men anymore, even for females too, because one of my friends is a psychologist, and she said that I think she said 1 out of 4 women even struggle with pornography now. And so it's obviously an epidemic. And I don't know all the statistics, but I know that a huge portion of internet searches revolve around it. It's everywhere in one form or another. You know, it's like, you know, sex sells, the old cliche. And it's how people sell stuff a lot of times nowadays. Well, as you mentioned, what was it, the Whopper commercial or the...
Oh, Carl's Jr.
The Carl's Jr. commercial, yeah. But I think it's, I don't know, it's very bad for the human brain, and it affects guys in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. And I am not an advocate for pornography. I think it's awful. So before we just dive into that, let us just be clear that this is not a... This is, our opinion as anti-porn.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, we are not for pornography. Not saying that we haven't struggled with it ourselves. But
right. Nor are we condemning people that watch it. But this is our outlook on it. So.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm very much with you. It's very widely accepted. Again, there's jokes about it made on, you know, comedy shows or even movies where it's like, you know, oh, I'm watching I mean, even the movie Spider-Man Homecoming, there's a joke about, his friend Ned, when he gets caught helping Spider-Man, instead of admitting that, he just says, I was watching porn, and it's meant to be a funny gag.
Right, because every teenager watches porn.
Right, every teenage guy will watch it. Well, it's
probably, yeah. it's not just a cliche.
Yeah. if they own a computer or a smartphone, it's been viewed. And I think with that, it's definitely become a thing where it's just kind of like, well, what's the harm? It's just a guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it very much is a widely seen as a guy thing, but I think girls have been kind of left in the dust with that, where it's like people don't think about, oh, girls look at this too. And I do think, again, with the rise of smartphones especially, you can view it anywhere. As private as you want now. Again, it used to be you would have to go to the store, you know, slink around, get the magazine, pay for it, and then tuck it in your shirt or whatever until you got home.
It's just the humiliation alone would be enough to keep you from going in there.
Now you can have a whole secret folder on your computer no one knows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's websites galore out there where it's a simple Google search and you're well on your way to finding something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think it's one of those things where people don't want to discuss the effects of it, the negative effects of it. They just, again, it's kind of just like, yeah, this is something people do. Let's not talk about it. Like, you hear very much, you know, alcohol, anonymous, drugs. Again, you have people that advocate hard for, you know, please, you know, consume this responsibly. Don't get addicted to drugs. Stuff like that, but you don't really hear porn talked about much.
Right.
I think part of that is because our media, especially, and to kind of repeat some of the stuff we said in our previous episode, the media is so saturated with sexuality and sexual images that they almost can't focus on how negative that stuff is because to do so would shine a light on themselves, I think.
Right.
Because, again, a lot of late-night TV, it's a lot of violence, a lot of sex. Some of the best shows out there have very, very, very explicit sex scenes. Yeah. Game of Thrones has very, very explicit sex scenes from what I've read.
So I hear, yeah.
So, like, to the point where they body fluid is shown.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, not to be graphic, but
right.
That's the nature of the beast.
I did not know that, actually.
I only know that because I read a Plugged In Online review which stated that if something like that was shown. I couldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, 10 years ago that would have been unheard of. That would have been like
ostracized by society.
Right.
Yeah.
But now again, that's in a popular TV show that thousands of people watch.
Right.
Not millions. So I think just having that where again the media pushes that stuff, they can't condemn it. Therefore the effects can't be really talked about. So I guess the next question would be is to kind of go off of that, why do you think not a lot of people want to discuss this? Not just from a media perspective, but just in general. It doesn't seem like anyone really wants to talk about this topic.
Well, sex in general is a really private topic. Mm. You know, like, there's not much else you can talk about that's more private than your sexual stuff, you know?
Right.
So I think for that reason alone, it's just something that's not often touched on. Also, since the idea that porn is so commonly accepted now, the idea of, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like the elephant in the room, but everybody ignores it. It's like, right. Oh, you know, like we all look at porn, who cares, you know, but we're not going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Nor do we want to listen to the one guy in the room that's like, yo, you know, I don't really like it that much. You know, I'd rather not. And one thing that drives me nuts though is you know, the media as a whole, you know, from Hollywood to magazines like Cosmopolitan and all that stuff, mm-hmm. I would definitely say leans left on the politics scale.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on the right, you have conservatives, which, you know, are more likely to be against stuff like pornography and,
right.
You know, call, you know, us old fashioned, but that's the way it is. On the left, you've got, you know, all the articles that are like, you know, all the spicy new sex stuff.
Right.
And it really just takes me off because I'm like, you know, I'd like to have a number, a poll of the happy, long committed couples mm-hmm. that buy into that, that have, you know, like a healthy, good relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you want to, like, there's a TV show that my girlfriend and I had watched and people would pay her a large sum of money. It was her job to find people that would match with each other. You know, and, you know, one of the, you know, New York high-end, you know, yeah. type ladies. Well, she was single in her 40s. You know, it's
and
like,
she was
and you're matching other people up.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I kind of went off in the weeds there. But, like, all that stuff that is in,
yeah.
you know, now, you know, buy into it. But I personally would rather be married still in 30, 40 years.
Right.
You know, I don't want to run my relationship into the ground with unhealthy habits, which I, at the end of the day, is what I think it is. Porn is an unhealthy habit.
Agreed.
Another huge thing is that if it's discussed, people, I think, know that it's, even though it's commonly accepted by society, I think kind of deep down people know it's wrong.
It's distasteful.
A lot of people
yeah.
do. And so, you know, when it gets brought kind of to the light, you're kind of forced to, you know, look it in the eye a little bit, and people don't really want to change from that. And it's very hard to, you
right.
know, as you and I both know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying like,
we're saying,
you know, you guys are all, yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah, no way. I'm not saying anybody out there is like, you know, a piece of crap looking at porn. By no means do I think that. But do I think that people just are like, I don't want to deal with the struggle of trying to change, so I don't want to bring it up? I think that's a big thing. Because personally, that's how it has been for me.
Yeah.
So.
You'd rather just, like, put it off in its little corner than deal with it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, you know, out of sight, out of mind type deal.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think part of it is, too, is you definitely, you have that, I would almost say maybe generational gap too, where because you have so many parents that didn't grow up with the technology we have now, where the ease of access is so good. Like, again, it's so easy to get access to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for them, again, they had to work a little bit extra to look at that stuff. I mean, for people in, say, their 30s and 40s, their experience with that stuff was finding, you know, dad's dirty magazines in the garage or under his bed.
Right.
But for us, it's going to be, well, I just did a simple Google search and boom, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much different in terms of how easy it was. And I think a lot of parents don't know how to deal with that or address that because they're just not, they aren't as aware of how easy it is to get there. And again, it's very hard of a thing to bring up, like you said. It also goes back to, I think part of the reason it's deceptive because again, sex sells. So it's used a lot of time in advertising to sell stuff. So again, to spotlight that would basically destroy a lot of the advertising for people and a lot of businesses and stuff. And, you know, again, I'm not here to call out big business and how they, you know, advertise their product. That's neither here nor there.
Right, I'm just saying
that it would bring to light, I think, a lot of those types of things. And I mean, and how many times have you seen like a movie trailer? One of the big highlights of the movie trailer is that there's a skimpy lady, you know, or there's an implied sex scene
because
you see, you know, two people passionately kissing with clothes starting to come off and you're like, okay, there's a steamy sex scene in this, that kind of thing. Again, used to advertise and all of that. I guess my next question would be, with the fact that it's very taboo, do you think people are actually aware of how bad it is for you? Or do you think it's very much of those, kind of the whole almost cigarettes thing where it was so widely accepted, no one really thought about how bad it was until the research came out and was like, oh, crap.
Right. I think it's kind of – so I think of porn as kind of a silent killer, like the frog that gets dropped into the pot of room temperature water and you slowly heat it to boiling, because the effect that it has on the brain. And I read some articles about it, about how, I mean, your brain, needless to say, is a very complex organ, you know, that we still have just scratched the surface of really understanding how it works. But basically, when you do something and, you know, it's like in your body and you like it, your brain creates like neuron pathways, or whenever you do something and your brain releases certain chemicals that are, you know, like make you feel good, your brain creates neuron pathways, and porn basically makes these pathways strong and it makes them really fast, and it doesn't take a very long involved in it to really start to, like, you know, your brain associates feeling good with that,
right?
And so, you know, that's why you get cravings for it. You know, like, you know, if you've smoked and you haven't had a cigarette, or if you're a regular smoker and haven't had a cigarette in a couple of days, you're going to start like being like, oh my gosh, you know, I need a cigarette. And you can have the same type of cravings, you know, but it's not a, you know, physical substance.
Right.
Oddly enough. And I don't think, I don't think since it doesn't get brought to light as much, I don't think people realize the effect it has in infidelity.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things for me is I'm like, you know, people think like, oh, you know, looking at porn is not the same as cheating. And physically, you know, you're not actually, you know, with somebody.
Right.
But, you know, you're still
mentally connecting with images.
Right, you're right, exactly. And it still is that habit that you're building on, you know, the people, again, it just kind of depends on what kind of life you want to lead and who you want to be down the road, you know? And so it's my personal opinion that if you're wanting to have a long-lasting, healthy marriage and just outlook of women or men, that looks at porn, you know, or men, opposite or just a healthy outlook of the other sex as a human being, you know, not an object, that you get rid of it. And there was an article, I mean, you know, because maybe, I don't know, we could talk about kind of the negative effects and the, you know, the positive, negative effects of it, and then the positive effects of not looking at it.
Yeah.
But one negative effect is, and I'm sure, you know, lots of people can attest to this, is that you start to have situations that, like, are from porn spring into your mind in everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, like, for just no reason. And it, you don't even want them to, but you hear something or you see something, and it just makes you think of, like, this.
Yeah.
And it can, and because of how, if you get, you know, to a certain point where you watch it on a regular basis, it can start making other things in life seem really unexciting and just not, you know, like, you don't get pleasure out of things that you typically would, like,
right,
hanging out with a good friend or spending time with your family or your real, you know, girlfriend or wife, or doing fun things. And which I can attest to that, because, you know, a few years ago, it was really bad for me. And it was like, I just kind of felt like I was in a haze, you know, right, most of the time, you know, going through my daily life. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of like, you know, whereas now I'm not perfect, but I definitely experienced a lot more joy from, you know, just from things in life, like, you know, hanging out
and doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And doing stuff. And so just from that, you know, I can tell a big difference, but I'll let you kind of give some of your thoughts on
it. Yeah, no, I definitely like how you put it as being a silent killer, because I really do agree with that. I don't think people understand the effects that it does have, because they're so subtle. Because it's very much all in the mind, and I think we're very much a physical-based world. I think we're just starting to get to the point now where we're really looking at, oh, wow, the mind is a lot more powerful and influential on everything that we thought.
Mm.
So, I mean, a lot of times, you know, people immediately go to the physical effects of something, and it's like, but yeah, but what about what it does to your mind? And porn is very much that, where it's more of a mind game than it is a physical game, obviously.
Mm.
It can affect you physically. You know, again, like you said, I've heard of it causing dysfunctional things, especially, again, in men, where they can't perform as well because they've been
so used to get excited by a real woman.
Yeah, they can't even get excited by, yeah, like you said, they're not excited. They could have the most beautiful woman standing right in front of them,
mm,
and they wouldn't think anything of it because they're so trained by images and fantasies. Mm. But I think that's where the lack of awareness is that people don't realize how much it does change and affect the way you think, how you view people. And because of the way you view people, it changes your attitude towards them as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, I think we have a lot of people nowadays that are like, why is, you know, rape and sexual misconduct and sexual crimes on the rise? It's because people are looking at this and then wanting to take what they've seen and enact it. And they've gotten so hooked on it, and their mentality has been changed so much that they're almost robotically just going, I want this, I need this, and they're lashing out, and then they don't know how to cultivate a relationship or anything like that. They just see these people as a means to an end. And then so we have a lot of people wondering, well, why are all these sexual crimes on the rise, you know, domestic violence and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, you know, porn's the leading cause of domestic violence by any stretch of the imagination, but I can't say that it might be.
It doesn't affect it.
Yeah, it could be a factor. But again, especially like rape and stuff like that, you know, you can say no means no all you want, but when someone has had their literally been brainwashed into seeing, you know, the opposite sex is nothing more as a means to an end to gain, you know, pleasure,
mm-hmm,
they're not going to think about that. And I want to say, don't quote me on this, but I want to say that there's research that's starting to correlate that, yeah, a lot of people that do commit rape are heavy porn users, and usually they're into the really, really hardcore stuff,
mm-hmm,
like the dominatrix, all that. Yeah, just the really hardcore stuff, yeah.
A lot of them, you're right, and I thought that was a great point about, you know, like, the sexual stuff that happens, because some of them, and, you know, not to, let me just say, never in a billion years can I imagine ever doing anything like some of the things that, you know, you see on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one thing to add to what you were saying is that whenever you see the way that women react in porn, and you start to display that onto women as well, thinking, oh, you know, women are like that.
Yeah.
And they're not like that at all.
No.
And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean that in a good way. Let me just say that. But you said something that I was going to piggyback off of as well. The last thing that you said. About the people that are into that hardcore type stuff. Also, a lot of them were sexually abused as children.
Mm-hmm.
And that messes people up.
Yeah.
To the degree where, you know, a lot of serial killers and stuff like that. A lot of them comes from some form of abuse in their past, a lot of same sexual, and even people that get involved in porn as well. A lot of them were sexually abused, you know, like the women that grow up and get involved in it, they just don't know like the value they have because some guy when they were a kid, you know, was abusing them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's the big thing is that it's like, again, you become so focused on seeing that them as objects, even in the videos and whatever it is you're looking at, that you forget that's someone's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's someone's son. That's somebody's, you know, very close relative or friend.
Mm-hmm.
That you're just, you know, seeing as nothing more than a means to an end. And then, again, it causes you to look at that, to have that mentality towards other people
mm-hmm.
in your life. And I think one of the other negative effects that I like that you brought up was how it creates, I think, unrealistic expectations where you have people who, when they do get in a relationship and they do get married or whatever, and they do eventually have those sexual experiences with someone that actually cares about them and stuff, they don't get satisfied because it's not like what was portrayed in the videos. Or they try to push things in a direction where it's like the person that they're with is not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just because you watched it in a video doesn't mean that most people are into that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. And it's like, again, you get into the more hardcore stuff. Most people aren't into that. I'm not saying that everyone, whatever floats your boat, but most people I assume are probably not into that.
Right, right.
And so it's like when that's the only way you can really feel attracted to someone
mm.
and then you try to get in a relationship, it's like it's not gonna work. I also think that with the whole it not being talked about and taboo, this is one area where I do think the church has not been the best at. Obviously they kind of missed the boat. I don't think they talk about it as much as they should. Just because, again, the research is starting to come out, and I want to say the last time I saw the statistics were that the average, like, first time a child sees this, it's, like, in males, like, 10 or 11 now. So they're, like, not even a teenager yet, and they're already being exposed to this.
Mm.
And then it's, like, and then you wonder why there are a rise of teen pregnancies or, you know, a rise of just sexually active teenagers. And it's like, well, it's not because they're not getting educated properly, it's just they're getting their education from the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess to kind of go along with that, I don't know, I just wanted to really throw in that in there with the whole church, I think, needs to do a better job of that. Again, not throwing shade at any churches who haven't, obviously no one's perfect.
Yeah I mean, It's something that should be discussed in church. And, I mean, I've even heard secular sources talk about the negative effects of porn.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no matter what side you stand on, there are negative effects to it. And there's mm-hmm. positive effects. The positive effects are very short-lived.
Yeah.
And then the negative effects are very slow, gradual, and long-term,
mm-hmm.
but a lot more damaging. A lot more damaging in the long run.
Yeah, well, and to kind of piggyback off what you said right there with the whole short-term versus long-term, it's like there are statistics out there that correlate with that, where, you know, the people who have just one partner, they're a lot more satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at porn, again, you may not be physically there with somebody, but it's your brain is reacting as if you are getting intimate and, you know, having sex with them. Your brain is firing off all those endorphins and everything like that in there. And so, like you said, it almost becomes a high. And then that destroys any chance of you being able to interact with anyone in the real world because, again, you see people as a means to an end. You're just looking for that next high as opposed to wanting to cultivate an actual relationship. And then it just becomes a cycle of self-destruction where you're looking for that next high, not getting satisfied, looking for that next high, not getting satisfied, and you just leave a trail of, you know, hurt people because you're too busy trying to get something that can never be attained.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you're left unsatisfied, and you're like, what's wrong?
Right.
Why am I not like this? And again, I really think the media has really contributed to that. It's like people want to know why, you know, marriages are breaking down and stuff like that. It's like, again, marriage isn't all about sex. I am not here to say that marriage is all about sex. Granted, I am not married, so I would not know.
right. But
I've always seen it as the last bit of glue that really binds two people together. Because again, this is the most intimate way that you can get to be with someone is when you, the two shall become one, sort of thing. And I think because of that, you have a lot of people who see what's portrayed in the media and in porn. And like you said, they get disappointed when their expectations aren't met.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of bring this around, what do you think can be done to help spread awareness? To kind of say, hey, this isn't right. This shouldn't be as accepted as it is.
I think, I mean, just like anything, you know, you've got different organizations that, like, you know, go against it. Like I was telling you about earlier, there's like a porn-free radio podcast, you know, that's just for that. There's, I think, SoulCon is some kind of men ministry for that type of thing. You know, as far as raising awareness for it, I think as the issue arises and gets bigger, more awareness will be raised, which is kind of more reactive than proactive, I realize.
Right.
But I'd say, though, with, you know, within your sphere of influence, you know, if you know that someone struggles with it, you know, you might just ask them, not even tell them, like, hey, I don't agree with what you're doing, but you might just ask them, like, hey, you know, like, what, I don't know, like, what are your life goals? Because just, I mean, like you talked about earlier, you know, and if your goal is to be happily married, you know, and have a long marriage and a, like, the best sex life that you can get from that marriage, you'll want to get rid of porn. If your goal is to sleep with whatever woman you can, you know, and eventually just die single, then by all means, lock yourself in your bedroom and keep looking at porn. But, you know, hopefully that's not what you want. But as far as like spreading awareness, you know, like I think the biggest thing is if you watch it and you want to stop watching it, you need to get some accountability, tell someone, you know, someone who agrees with you, you know, you don't want to tell your, you know, buddy who looks at porn every day, be like, hey man, I want to stop looking at porn. Can you help me? And be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Somebody who agrees with you, that can help you. You know, you have to really want to not, because it's hard,
yeah,
you know, obviously. And, I mean, those are two big things. And then you have to try to remove yourself from the opportunities, which is the hardest thing because, like you said, it's so easily accessible. You know, it gets to the point where, you know, it's like you almost feel stupid for the stuff you do to avoid it. But at the same time, sometimes it needs to be done.
Yeah.
So.
It goes back to how bad do you want it?
Yeah, right.
How bad do you want to change? And I do think it's going to be hard because porn is a billion-dollar industry. I've read statistics where it makes more money than, like, the NFL, the NHL, MLB, NBA, more than any of those franchises combined.
Which, to piggyback off of that is crazy considering the amount of porn that's free on the internet. So as many people that pay for it, not even counting the people that watch it for free, you can only imagine. You know?
Exactly, exactly. And that just tells you how much, almost, I guess, for lack of a better term, an epidemic it is. Is that when it's free, people are still willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary. I do think what really needs to be done is just, in addition to what you said, with obviously working on getting out, I think as an individual level, you covered it pretty solid. I can't really add anything to that. I would say as a society as a whole, we really need, I think, again, just awareness of the effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're starting to see that turning point, but the problem is until they are more public about the correlation of porn users and the sex crimes that are committed. Because, I mean, think about it. A lot of sex crimes have occurred on campuses, college campuses, you know, where people are inebriated and stuff like that. But also, let's face it, in the guys, you know, in the dorms, there's a lot of porn being watched. I can guarantee you that. I mean, not to make it sound like crude or anything, but it's like I can almost guarantee, I'm sure that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that, I think for society to really turn, they just need to be able to really be able to see that tangible connection between porn users and how and what the end result is.
Because
I think for a while now, there really hasn't, again, they haven't seen the end results. Again, go back to the cigarettes comparison, you know, for a long time, people didn't correlate cigarettes with lung cancer. It was just everyone smoked cigarettes. That's what they did. Help them relieve stress. They didn't do it for a while. They realized they got the shakes, that kind of thing. So they made sure not to do that. But other than that, they didn't think it was hurting them until obviously the studies came out that was like, oh, this kills you.
Mm-hmm.
I think once that is really brought to the forefront, I think we're going to see, hopefully, I think we're going to see a decrease in it. Again, I think it just depends on, because unlike cigarettes, sexual images and sexuality are so ingrained in our society and our culture and our media that there's going to need to be a huge pantograms shift and mindset shift in order for any real change to take effect.
Right.
Just because you're going to have to ask whole networks that they rethink their programming, you know, writers of film and TV and movies or novels and what have you to rethink what they write and how they portray stuff like that on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You advertisers, what they advertise, how they conduct their advertisements. I think it's going to take a lot of effort if we're going to see a shift there. Again, the only way I can see it is if, again, there's really tangible evidence. I think if that can be correlated back, then I think we could see a shift. But to go back to what you said, I think a lot of it is people don't want to talk about that.
Right.
We don't want to talk about how that affects us. Let's just talk about, but hey, isn't this person sexy?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it's hard when you have kind of the movement of my body, my choice. And I totally agree. Your body, your choice. You shouldn't. No one's allowed to do anything to you without your permission. I totally agree.
Right.
I'm just saying that doesn't change the fact of what the end results might be, whether you intend them or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the beauties about the United States is that you have freedom to make the choices for yourself.
Hmm.
But there's a consequence for every choice, good or bad. So
you're not free from the consequences. You're free to make the choice.
Mm.
I agree. So again, it's going to take a lot, I think, for the mentality to shift. But again, awareness and people wanting to change.
Mm-hmm.
People willing to be bringing it up. And I think, again, people willing to bring it up to their kids earlier.
Mm-hmm.
you know, again, something that it's something they have to that should be discussed, because I think a lot of people, a lot of parents, especially I think younger parents, don't want to talk to their kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, very much taboo. We don't really want to discuss that, so their kids are getting educated somewhere else, and then people are wondering why kids are acting the way they are. It's like, well, because that's what they've been taught.
Right.
It may not be right, but that's it. But any other final thoughts you had, Brian, or are we ready to wrap this one up?
No, that's it. No, I that was a good discussion.
Yeah, I agree. Well, everyone, as always, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, write a review, give us feedback. Constructive feedback is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, thanks for listening.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Bye.